contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1974-75 Flame Sabres in the National Hockey League. Go first.
Me go first.
Okay, Cookie Monster, you can go first.
Oh, good, Bob. Me have wonderful birthday wish. Here me go. Me wish for you a special treat. Happy birthday. Yeah. Me wish for you lots of cookies to eat. Happy birthday. Me wish you lots and lots and lots of cookies to eat. Ah. Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street. Bob, you sing now.
Okay, I'll do one, Cookie.
What do you wish for?
Well, listen, I wish for you a sunny day. Happy birthday.
That nice.
And a song to sing along your way. Happy birthday. Sunny day and a song on the way.
And lots and lots and lots of cookies to eat. Sing with me, Bob.
Okay, Cookie.
Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street. Who sing now?
How about Ernie and Bert?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay, you first, Ernie.
No, Bert, you go ahead.
Oh, let's see. What do I do here? Oh, I know. I wish for you the best of luck. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's a nice wish, Bert.
And I wish you a cute little rubber duck. Happy birthday.
That's good too, Ernie.
The best of luck.
And a rubber duck.
Stop. So we'll play at the second level of difficulty. And that means you would press 2. Now, you let the computer know the number of players. We'll be playing a solitaire game, so you would press the number 1. Then you would press the enter button. Now, if you were really using the computer, you'd be all set to play. At this point, you'd hit 2 gunshots. And the funeral dirge. And that means somebody got bumped off. The display window will tell you who it was. In this case, let's assume that number 16, John Feinflugel, bought the bullet, and that a body was found at A, the art show. Okay, rookie, let me tell you what you do with this information. On your case fact sheet in section 1, write the victim, number 16, John Feinflugel, and where her body was found. A, the art show. Going down the sheet in section 2, cross out everything under the art show. The body was found here. And in this game, the murderers are too smart to ever return to the scene of the crime. In section 3, you can also cross out number 16, Joan Feinflugel, because she's the one person who ain't gonna tell you nothing. And finally, remove her card from the deck and let her rest in peace. Okay, Flatfoot, this is where you start grilling the suspects. Let's see what Al Farouk has to say. Pull out suspect card 2 and place it on the tray just below the card storage. If you was to really be using the computer, you would press the suspect button. Press number 2, which is Al's number, and press the button enter. Now you're gonna get Al's alibi on the display window. It might say B7. So you line up B and 7 with the colored columns under the display window. And you'll see that Al was at B, the theater, with number 7, Rip Rap. All this information is important, so you gotta keep a record of it in your case fact sheet. In section 3, find number 2.
Schritten Urwald Nacht, wo schwül und feucht die Lüfte und nie die Sonne lacht. Durch Steppengräser wogen sind wir hindurchgezogen
mit Trägern und Askari. Heia, heia Safari.
Und saßen wir am Feuer des Nachts wohl vor dem Zelt, lag wie in stiller Feier um uns die nächtige Welt. Und über dunkle Hänge tönt es wie ferne Klänge von Trägern.
With the knots, but
your Majesty.
Oh, Mr. Minister, if you do not leave now, it will be time to change into my 3 o'clock suit. Hurry, my good man.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Despite the Emperor's delight with new clothes, it was a happy country. The people were very proud of their Emperor and his fine clothes. In fact, they were so proud of him that they bragged about him far and wide. and many strangers came to visit the happy little country, everyone hoping to see the emperor in his gorgeous clothes. One fine day, two dishonest men who had heard about the emperor and his love of beautiful clothes came to town hoping to work one of their better schemes. They passed themselves off as famous weavers of fine cloth, and before long, they were shown into the emperor's dressing room.
What a fool.